因为父要这样的人拜他。But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们这段圣经里面，在中文里面有好多字讲到拜，当然在英文就是 worship。
In the verses we just read, in the Chinese, it mentions the word worship many times.
那么我们的主和撒玛利亚夫人有一段的对话。
Our Lord and the Samaritan woman had a discussion.
那这一段的对话是非常重要的。
And it was a very important discussion.
我们知道说这段对话在马太、马可、路加都没有记载。
This discussion was not referenced in Matthew, Mark, or Luke.
只有在约翰福音里面提到的。
It was only mentioned in the Gospel of John.
我们知道说约翰是十二个门徒里面最后最早跟随主，也是最后离开这个世界。
We know that the Apostle John was the first one to follow Jesus and the last one to leave this world.
在十二个门徒里面，他是活得最长的。
Among the 12 disciples, he was the one who lived the longest.
那么神给他有个托付。
He gave him a ministry.
我们知道说，当他在当他遇见主的时候
，When he met the Lord,
他正在补网。
He was mending the nets.
就好像另外一对的门徒，就彼得跟安德烈，他们正在撒网。
Just like the other pair of disciples, Peter and Andrew, who were casting out the nets.
那你还记不记得我们的主遇见彼得的时候，他说你来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
Do you remember when our Lord met Peter and said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men?
那那个时候他正在做撒网的工作。
At that time, he was casting out the net.
现在他跟随主了。
Now he's following the Lord.
他怎么撒网，后来他也怎么撒网。
How he cast the net before was how he cast later.
从前网撒下去，好多的鱼就进来了。
Before, when he cast the net, he caught many fish.
他现在如果跟随主的话
，But once he follows the Lord,
他还是撒网。
He still casts out the net.
我现在不是鱼进网，乃人进到网里面。
But now, no longer does the fish come in the net, but man does.
他从前怎样得鱼，现在他要得人。
How he gained fish before, now he gained people.
所以我们知道说彼得后来，你记得他跟随主以后，主给他一份的职事。
So now the Lord, after he followed the Lord, Peter was given a ministry.
他的职事就是撒网的。
And his ministry was the ministry of casting out nets.
大家还记得吗？五旬节的时候。
Do you remember during Pentecost?
你看见他一网撒下去，三千条鱼就进来了。
He cast out the net and he gained 3,000 fish.
另外一次又一次网下去，结果五千条鱼进来。
And another net was cast and then 5,000 fish was caught.
所以你看见彼得是开始的。
So you know Peter was beginning.
彼得的工作是根基的工作。
He was the, his ministry was the ministry of foundation.
好像盖房子一样。
Just like building a house.
最根基的部分，最重要的部分乃是根基的部分。
The most important part of the house is the foundation.
结果神就使用彼得做了这样的工作。
And God used Peter for this work.
所以当他呼召的时候，被蒙主呼召的时候
，When he was called by the Lord.
因为正在撒网。
As he was casting out the net,
所以现在他的职事就是撒网的职事。
So now his ministry is the ministry of casting of nets.
约翰也这样。
The same with John.
我们知道约翰当他跟随主的时候
，When John was following the Lord,
他蒙主呼召的时候
，When he was called by the Lord,
他正在那里补网。
He was mending his nets.
表示网破了。
It meant that the nets were broken.
所以现在他需要在那做补网的工作。
Now he needs to mend the nets.
等到他真的跟随主以后
，When you really follow the Lord，
他在这些门徒里面活得最长。
Among all the disciples, he lived the longest。
所以等到他写约翰福音、启示录或者是约翰书信的时候
，So when he wrote the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation and the three epistles，
大概已经他快一百岁了。
He was about 100 years old。
彼得已经到荣耀里面去。
Peter already entered into glory。
保罗也到荣耀里面。
The same with Paul。
他仍旧是一个人。在圣灵里面跟随他的主人。
He alone in the spirit was following his master.
所以到了晚年的时候
，So in his old age，
他看见教会的光景跟从前不同了。
He saw the condition of the church was different than before.
他还记得当初彼得撒网的时候他在场。
He remembered when Peter cast out the net. He was present.
现在
大概七十年要过去了。Now 70 years have passed.
那这个网跟从前不同了。
And this net now is no longer the same.
经过了多少多少的年
，through many years，
有些网开始破了。
Some nets started to break.
所以约翰要做补网的工作。
So John had to do the work of mending the nets.
你记不记得当教会诞生的时候
？Do you remember when the church was born？
彼得在场，约翰也在场。
Peter was present, so was John.
等到使徒行传末了的时候
，At the end of the Acts of the Apostles，
虽然保罗是被监禁在罗马的监狱里面
，Even though Paul was in prison in the Roman jail，
但是那个时候的教会已经到了成熟，到了高峰的时候。
But that the church at that time was already mature at its apex。
所以路加福音给我们看见33年我们的主怎样在地上。
So the Gospel of Luke shows us the Lord on earth for 33 years，
从诞生到升天
，from his birth to his ascension。
使徒行传给我们看另外一个33年。
Acts shows us another 33 years.
教会怎么从诞生然后到成熟
？How the church was birthed and then how it became mature.
所以我看见33年又是33年。
We see 33 years here and another 33 years.
你看见说我们的主怎样的在从马槽里降生，然后长，一直长到宝座，长到神的面前。
We see how our Lord was born in the manger and how he grew all the way up.And to the throne before God.
教会也是一样。
The same with the church.
好像义人的道路一样。
It's as if the path of the righteous man.
圣经说义人的路好像黎明的光。
The path of the righteous man is like a light.
Of dawn.
The light of dawn.
结果那个光是越照越明，一直到中午的时候。
And that light keeps is shining brighter and brighter until noon.
圣经没有说 sunset. 圣经没有说到日落的时候。
It never said it shone until sunset.
这就是使徒行传。
That is the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传结束的时候是结束在教会最丰满最高峰的时候。
When the book of Acts ends, that is at the highest point of the church.
清晨的日光到了中午是最大最大的时候。
The light of the dawn arriving towards noon is the most bright.
使徒行传你看见彼得跟约翰都站起来。
In Acts, we saw Peter and John standing up.
你听见彼得说话。
You heard Peter speak.
你好像没有听见约翰说话。
It's as if you didn't hear John speak.
你看见他要说话的。
He wants to speak.
他什么时候开始说话呢
？When did he start speaking?
乃是等到教会进入第二个33年的。
It is when the church entered into its second 33 years.
那结果你看见神就使用约翰了。
Then you saw God using John.
为什么
？Why?
因为约翰做梦也没有想到
，because John never dreamt of it。
教会是基督的身体
，that the church is the body of Christ。
那基督是教会的元首
，and Christ is the head of the church。
基督的生命是从来不衰老的生命
，the life of Christ never gets old。
这个生命是像月像太阳的光一样，越照越明，一直到日午的。
This life is just like the life。The light shone by the sun all the way to
the sun. 这个生命是永远年轻。
This life is forever young.
约翰自己不是。
John was not such.
约翰到底你知道说到底就像你和我一样的人。
John was like you and me.
所以等到你看见到了最后这个第一个世纪最后33年的时候。
So at the end of the first century, the last 33 years,
你看见约翰慢慢就开始衰老了。
You see that John became aged.
等到他快99岁的时候。
When he was almost 99 years old.
你可以想象他是一个很老很老的一个老人。
You can imagine that he was a very old man.
那么历史告诉我们他几乎只能说一句的话。
History tells us that he can barely speak but one phrase.
也许别的话他都忘记。
He probably forgot all other words.
他是最重要的话。
But he remembered the most important
part. 他是被别人抬着到聚会里面来。
He was carried by others to the meeting.
他可能走不动了。
He probably couldn't walk anymore.
他一路上看见弟兄姊妹的时候。
As he was walking, he saw brothers and sisters.
他常常一句话。
One word.
小子们啊你们应当彼此相爱。
Oh little ones, you shall love one another.
你看见这句话永远不离开约翰。
This phrase never left John.
为什么？他自己慢慢的老衰老了。
Because even though he slowly became more old,
他记忆慢慢就不行了。
And his mind was going.
他里面很清楚的。
But inside he was very clear.
小子们啊，你们应当彼此相爱。
Oh, little ones, love one another.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
到了那个时候。
At that time,
尤其你记不记得他写启示录的时候
？Do you remember when he wrote Revelation?
当他到了主日的时候
on the Sunday.
你看见他没有和神的儿女在一起。
He wasn't with the children of God.
他因为 exile 被充军到巴摩的海岛。
Because he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
所以在主日他非常怀念在小亚细亚的众教会。
So on the Lord's Day, he was really thinking and meditating about the brothers and sisters in Asia Minor.
二章三章里面所讲七个教会的光景其实都在他的心上。
The condition that was described in Revelations 2 and 3 was in the heart of John.
你看见没有一个人比他更清楚以弗所小亚细亚众教会的光景。
Nobody was more clear about the condition of the churches in Asia Minor than John.
结果神有话要，主有话要说。
So the Lord had a word to speak.
结果我们的主就借着约翰来说话。
And our Lord used John to speak.
但是主对约翰所说的话。
But the words that the Lord spoke to John.
就是当他在主日面对小亚细亚的几个教会的时候，你看见，因为他怀念他们，想念他们。
Because he was thinking of the churches in Asia Minor on the Lord's Day.
这些光景都摆在他的面前
and the conditions of the churches were before him
然后我们的主就能借着这个来对他说话来借着约翰来对我们说话
so the, our Lord through John can speak to us
结果弟兄姊妹约翰神就借着约翰主就借着约翰给了教会七封的书信
so the Lord through John gave the churches seven letters
你知道保罗也做过同样的事
You know, Paul did something like this.
保罗写了十三封的书信。
Paul wrote 13 epistles.
但是他给七个教会写了七封的书信。
But he wrote 7 epistles, 7 letters to 7 churches.
那当然，你把哥林多前书、后书算是一封，那么就你知道说他给哥林多的教会写了一封。
So first and second Corinthians are like one letter. So he wrote one letter to the.
那以弗所的教会写了一封信。
He wrote one to the Ephesian church.
一共有几封呢？
How many letters?
加起来应该是七封的。
If you add it, 7 letters.
所以你看保罗的七封书信
So the Paul's seven letters
约翰的七封书信
And John's seven letters
都是对教会来说的
They are all directed at the church
但是请我们记得
But let us remember
当保罗写信给当时的七个教会的时候
When Paul wrote to the churches at the seven churches at that time
你看这些教会有的是在婴儿的时期
Some of these churches were in the stage of infancy.
然后等到有另外一部，等到有一般的，有的像罗马、像哥林多的教会，你看他们已经进到了少年期。
And there were the churches in Rome and in
罗马还有这个。还有这个哥林多
and the church in Corinth were at the stage of adolescence
所以你知道等到我们读到约起等到读到这个什么读到使徒行传最后的时候你看见教会就慢慢的达到成熟的境界
and at the end of Acts we see the church arriving at its maturity
所以保罗的七封书信乃是对教会正常的时候写的七封书信
so the seven letters written by Paul were when the church was in its normal condition
但是等到约翰写七封书信的时候
But when John wrote the seven letters
约翰稀奇一件事
John was amazed at one thing
他照照镜子他知道他自己会衰老
When he looked at the mirror he saw that he was aging
他一点都不觉得稀奇
He didn't think that that was amazing
他脸上有皱纹他不稀奇
He wasn't amazed that he had wrinkles in his face
他头上有白发他不稀奇
he was not amazed that he had white hair
但是做他最惊讶的
But the thing that caused him the most amazing
当教会经过第二个三十三年的时候
When the church went through the second stage of 33 years
他发现教会有皱纹
He noticed that the church had wrinkles
他发现教会有玷污
He knew the church had blemish
啊，弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
这怎么可能呢
How is that possible?
如果教会是基督的身体
If the church is the body of Christ
如果基督的生命在教会里面
And if the life of Christ is in the church
基督的生命是永远年轻的
The life of Christ is forever young
你怎么能会看到皱纹
How can you see wrinkles?
你怎么能看见白头发
How can you see white hair?
约翰老化了有很容易解释
It's very easy to explain how John is aging
你怎么解释教会居然老化
But how do you explain the church aging?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
你明白吗
Do you understand?
就在教会老化的时候
As the church was aging
现在神使用了约翰的知识
Now God used the wisdom of John
当初是彼得撒网的
Before Peter cast out nets
是保罗建造的
Paul built up.
刚开始是彼得的工作。
Before that, the beginning was Peter's work.
婴孩生下来了。
When an infant is born.
现在这个孩子怎么长大呢？
How does it grow?
这是保罗的工作。
That is Paul's work.
他终于把孩子带大了。
He brought the child to maturity.
好像现在孩子都大学毕业了，那么毕业典礼的时候。
It's as if the child is now going to his graduation.
你看见他从校长手里面就拿到他的毕业文凭。
And now he gets his diploma from the principal.
你看这父母何等的安慰。
And the parents are so comforted.
你看见现在终于孩子长大成人了。
Finally, the child has grown up.
那一段的工作。
That work.
教会成长的工作。
The work of the growth of the church.
是圣灵托付给保罗的。
The Holy Spirit gave to Paul.
但是就是经历来说。
But as to experience,
你看见教会果然脸上有了皱纹。
The church indeed had wrinkles on the
教会果然有了白的头发。
It indeed had white hairs.
那么在这个时候，谁来服侍他们？
At this time, who was going to serve them?
那么圣灵如果有话是借着谁来说呢？
If the Holy Spirit had a word, who was going to speak it through?
那当然是借着老约翰来说。
Of course, it was through the old John.
那请我们记得。
Let us remember.
当约翰的七封书信
In the seven letters of John.
启示录的七封书信里
The seven letters within Revelation.
你看总共只有七个教会
There are only seven churches mentioned.
但是有五个教会主都对他们说你们要悔改
But five out of the seven, the Lord said, you shall repent.
这怎么可能
How is that possible?
悔改的道是对着外邦人。
The path of repentance is for Gentiles.
悔改的道是为着不信的人。
The path of repentance is for unbelievers.
什么教会需要悔改？
Why does the church need to repent?
你不觉得这是很震撼、很 shaking、很大的一件事情？
Don't you think this is something of earth-shaking proportion?
所以现在你看见主怎么使用约翰？
Now you see how the Lord used John.
现在网破了。
Now the nets have been broken.
现在谁来补那个网
Who is here to mend the net?
现在有了皱纹了
Now you have wrinkles.
谁来除去这个皱纹
Who is going to remove the wrinkles?
现在有了白头发
Now you have white hair.
现在怎么那个叫头发再年轻起来
How does that hair become young again?
在世界上是不可能的
It's impossible in this world.
我们知道现在很多的人呢希望用牛奶能把皱纹洗掉
We know many people today like to use milk to wash their face.
是的
wash away the wrinkles.
其实洗不掉。
You can't wash away your wrinkles.
然后有人说打针好了。
Some people say, well, do some type of, injection.
那现在打针很痛很痛的。
And that injection hurts.
但是听说会有点帮助。
But we've heard that it helps sometimes.
但是没有多久皮又塌下来了。
But then afterwards the skin falls again.
那你最后呢我们的脖子就像火鸡的脖子一样。
And our neck becomes like a turkey.
所以我们知道说你看见吗皱纹是没有办法除去的。
It's impossible to get rid of wrinkles.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗今天等到教会好像老化了
When the church as if it's aged
那现在神所托付给约翰的
What God has given to John
就是要让约翰看见
Is that John could see
他现在要做补网的工作
That he is to have a work of mending the net
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
大家现在懂了吗
Now do you understand
当你读启示录七封书信的时候
When you read the seven letters in Revelation
当然那个七个教会是当时的七个教会
That is those seven churches were the churches of that time
但如果你读那七封书信
But if you read those seven letters
你发现那个七封书信不可能只限定于第一个世纪的
You cannot think that it's just limited to the first century
你记不记得他对提拉德这个提拉德菲怎么说呢
Do you remember what he spoke to the church of Philadelphia?
如果你们持守主忍耐的道
If you are to keep the way of
the word
of patience
那这个主怎么说
What did the Lord say?
等到这个普天下受试炼的时候 When the trial 就第三章十节
When the hour of testing has come
那这个 hour of testing 是对着普天下的
It is about to come upon the whole world
所以弟兄姊妹这给我们看见那就是指着大灾难来说的
This speaks of a great calamity
所以很
Great tribulation
所以我们知道说现在你看见吧这个使徒行传如果在第一个世纪的话
So if you were to look at this in the first century
那你知道 这个大灾难还没有来到。
The tribulation has not arrived yet.
不，当然这是根据你怎么解释启示录的。
Of course, it has to do with how you interpret.
还有你怎么解释这个这路加福音跟马太福音。
And how you interpret Luke and Matthew.
Yeah, 我知道在这里有一些的争执。
I know there's some differences here.
Argument. 那但是呢，我们知道说。无论如何
，no matter what，
我们知道，不管你怎么解释圣经
，no matter how you interpret the Bible，
那么大家都知道，讲到圣徒被提的时候
，when you speak of the rapture， of the
无论你相信灾前，无论相信灾后，等等等等
，whether you believe in pre-rapture or post-rapture，
但是无论如何，你讲到大家讲到到底灾前被提呢，还是灾后被提呢
？No matter whether you speak of pre-rapture or post-rapture，
那你知道说，如果你真的相信这个圣徒被提的话
，but if you believe that the saints will be raptured,
你一定要用到启示录第三章第十节。
You have to mention Revelation 3:10.
不管你怎么应用它
，No matter how you use the verb.
所以我们知道说这件事情都是指着将来主回来以前的那个大灾难来。
So we know that it speaks of the time right before the Lord arrived, the great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
所以你就知道说这里的腓立比教会不光是第一个世纪。
Here the church in Philadelphia is not only of the first century.
这里的七个教会也是一直讲到主回来一般的情形。
But the church is also mentioned about the condition before the Lord returns.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故，你看这个七个教会里面后面四个教会都是讲到主再来的。
So you see that of the seven churches, the four latter churches speak of his return.
所以在这里给我们看见说，最少后面的四个教会一直到主回来。
The latter four churches are speak of until he returns.
所以尤其是老底家的教会
，especially church in Laodicea.
给我们看见主回来以前教会的光景。
It shows us the condition of the church before the Lord returns.
所以当我们读到启示录二章三章的时候
，So when we read Revelations 2 and 3,
你看得很清楚
，You see it very clearly.
一面是当时的七个教会
，On one hand, it's the condition of the church at that time.
一面又给我们看见主回来以前教会一般的情形。
But it also speaks of the condition of the church.Before the Lord,
所以圣灵说，凡圣灵对众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当要听。
That's why it says what the Holy Spirit says. What the Holy Spirit speaks, may all those have ears hear.
所以那个时候，我们的主仿佛对约翰说。
So our Lord spoke to John.
你所看见的教会。
He said, the churches that you see.
只是六十年到七十年的光景。
It is only the condition of 60 to 70 years.
从五旬节教会诞生
，from the birth of the church at Pentecost，
一直到现在
，until now，
大概经过七十年。
It's gone through 70 years，
好像一个人经过七十年一样。
It's as if a man goes through 70 years。
一个人经过七十年，他怎样从婴孩到少年，然后最后进到老年？
How a man goes from infancy to adolescence to being an old man.
但是对教会来讲
，But for the church，
这个日光，太阳的光一直到的日午，应该没有日落的时候。
This sunlight until the moon has no sunset.
但是现在问题在这里。
But here's the question.
约翰实在看见教会慢慢的老化。
John indeed saw that the church was aging.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
就在这个时候
，It was at this time，
你看见圣灵似乎仿佛对约翰说
，The Holy Spirit spoke to John.
你所看见教会只经过七十年。
The church that you see is only going through 70 years.
你是所有门徒里面活得最长。
You are the disciple that lived the longest.
你是所有跟随主的门徒里面，不光看见教会诞生，也看见教会成长，也看见教会老化。
Of all the disciples, you are the only one who saw the birth.The growing pains and also the aging of the church.
你看见教会老化的时候，你会叹气。
When you see the aging of the church, you will sigh.
但是你最多不过是七十年而已。
But at the most, it's 70 years.
可是对于主来说
，But for the Lord,
如果这个教会都是到主回来的话
，If the church is until He returns,
那现在经过两千年，主还没有回来。
After 2,000 years, the Lord has not returned.
所以好像我们的主在那里对约翰说
，It's as if our Lord is speaking.Speaking to John,
你所看见的是七十年。
What you see is but 70 years.
我所看见的最少两千年。
What I see is at least 2,000 years.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果经过七十年，约翰已经看见教会老化的情形。
If through 70 years, John already saw the aging of the church.
如果他在那里要补网的话
，If he has to mend the nets.
那更何况两千年后的今天。
Even more so 2,000 years later.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天教会的光景。
Today, the condition of the church.
岂不是七个教会里面所形容的。
Is it not described in these seven churches?
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那到今天的问题，就今天那个今天那个路到底在什么地方
？Where is the way today?
What is the solution?
What is the solution?
就面对教会老化的时候
，When we face the aging of the church，
看到基督教会渐渐荒凉的时候
，When we see the when the testimony is in the
place， 是不是有话要说呢
？Does the Lord have a word to say？
是不是有话要说的
？Yes, He does。
就借着约翰来说话。
He uses John to speak。
所以在四本福音书里面，约翰福音是最后写的。
So the four among the four gospels。The Gospel of John was written the last.
你看见讲到福音的时候
，When we speak of the gospel,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
现在约翰所得的启示
，the revelation that John received,
你看见比前面三本福音书更深了
，is deeper than the three other gospels.
马太福音给我们看见主耶稣是君王
，Matthew shows us that our Lord is king.
他来要建立他的国度
，He has come to establish his kingdom.
马可福音给我们看见他是神的仆人
，Mark shows us that he is the servant of God.
他怎样服侍他的教会
？How he served the church.
他怎样服侍这个世界
？How he served the world.
所以当你读马可福音的时候
，So when you read the Gospel of Mark,
前面十章你看见有一头牛在你的跟前。
The first 10 chapters, you see an ox tilling the ground.
到最后的六章，你看这个牛就摆在祭坛上面。
And on the last 6 chapters, you see that ox on the altar.
所以我们的主好像牛一样在那里跟前。也像牛一样在那里献祭
So our Lord is like that ox who was tilling the ground but also was a sacrifice
所以马可福音给我们看主耶稣怎样是神的仆人
So Mark shows us how our Lord was a servant of God
感谢主
Thank the Lord
他做了我们的救主
He became our Savior
路加福音
In Luke
给我们看见我们主耶稣是人子
He shows us that our Lord is the Son of Man
你看见吗
You see
因为他是人子的缘故
Because he is a Son of Man
他可以为我们钉在十字架
He can be nailed to the cross
他能够站在我们的位置
He can stand in our stead
所以感谢主
Thank you Lord
你看当你读到路加福音的时候
When you read the Gospel of Luke
实在是我们的救主
He is indeed our Savior
他是没有罪
He had no sin
所以他有资格做我们的救主
So he was able to become our Savior
他是没有罪所以他能救我们这些罪人
Because he had no sin he could save us
而且因为他是人子
And because he was a son of man
他可以站在我们的位置上
He can stand in our position
他在十字架上可以为我们完成救恩
On theCross, he could accomplish the work of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？这个就是马太、马可、路加所让我们启示给我们的主耶稣。
This is what Matthew, Mark, and Luke what it reveals of our Lord Jesus.
但是到了约翰的时候。
But when it comes to John,
慢慢这个福音的网开始破了
Slowly the net of the gospel starts to break.
有的人只看见主耶稣是人子。
Some only see him as the son of.
有的人只看见他越老越只是神的仆人。
Some only see him as the servant of God.
但有的人也知道说他来是要建立国度的。
And yet others know that he came to establish the kingdom.
但是到了约翰的时候
，When we arrive in God,
你看见福音慢慢的福音，你看这个网慢慢开始破了。
You see that the net is starting to tear.
福音的光就不像从前那样的明亮。
The light of the gospel is no longer as bright.
所以这个时候
，So at this time,
你看见约翰。有话要说。
You see that John has a word to say.
所以约翰就给我们看见。
So John shows us,
主耶稣不光是人子。
That not only is he the Son of Man,
不光是君王。
Not only is the Lord a king,
不只是神的仆人。
Not only is he the servant of God,
他乃是神的儿子。
But he is the Son of God.
所以太初有道。
So at the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
有一天道成了肉身。
And the Word became flesh.
所以你看见吗？从来没有人看见过。
Nobody saw this before.
唯有父怀的独生子把它表明出来。
Only the Son in the bosom of the Father was able to declare him.
所以你看见吗？这个就是神的儿子。
This is the Son of God.
你看见吗？
You see that?
所以现在你看见说他不光是牛的形象。
Not only does he have an appearance of an ox.
不光人的形象。
Or an appearance of man.
倒是狮子的形象。
Or an appearance of a lion.
现在的形象是老鹰的形象。
Or an appearance of an eagle.
老鹰 怎么回事呢
What is an eagle?
它从天降下
When it descends from heaven to earth
仍旧在天
It is still in the heaven
你看一下下它就跑到最高的地方
At one moment he can immediately fly to
heaven 这个生命是个 transcendent 是个超越的生命
This life is a transcendent life
你看你这个生命呢你是儿子的生命
This life is the life of the son of God
第稀奇在哪里
The most amazing thing
你看见说所有今天任何神所创造的万物
Anything of all the creation of God.
如果没有一个人今天敢用他的肉眼来对太阳的
Nobody here, dares look directly at the sun.
没有一个人的眼，没有一双的眼睛可以直接面对太阳
Not a single pair of eyes can directly look at the sun.
如果你这样做的话，太阳眼睛就要瞎掉
If you directly look at the sun, you'll be blinded.
但是神所创造的万物里面
But among all of God's creation,
只有老鹰的眼睛面对的太阳不会被销毁。
Only the eyes of the eagle can look directly into the sun and not be blinded.
所以这里给我们看主耶稣怎样是父怀的独生子。
Here we see how he is the only begotten son and the bosom of the Father.
他能张扬神的荣耀。
He can declare the God's glory.
那个脸乃是太阳发光的脸。
And that face is the face of the sun, the light of the sun.
当主耶稣面对他父亲的笑容的时候
When our Lord turns and looks at the Father's smiling face
他的眼睛从来没有瞎过
His eyes were never blinded
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
这里给我们看见说我们的主怎样是神的儿子
We see how our Lord is the Son of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见吗
Do you see that
这就是到了这个最后的时候你看见约翰怎样在那里补网
At the very end we see how John is mending the nets
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
当你读整本约翰福音的时候
When you look at the whole Gospel of John
你看见就把约翰一生的启示通通综合在一起
It gathers up and collects all of the revelation of John
你看见吗约翰一生有三个大的发现
John had three great discoveries in his life
尤其当你读到约翰的最后约翰福音约翰的启示录还有约翰的书信的时候
Especially when you read the Gospel the three epistles and the revelation of John
你看见他的发现你一点都不在保罗的发现之下
His discovery was outside of Paul's discovery
他的启示永远不在保罗不输给保罗不在保罗的启示的下面
His revelation is not lesser than what Paul's revelation was
所以弟兄姊妹你看见结果他把他的启示就在约翰福音里面就向我们解释出来了
And through John this revelation was expressed
约翰福音总共有21章对吧
The Gospel of John has 21 chapters, correct?
前面有7章
The first 7 chapters
然后第8章到第12章
And then there's chapter 8 to chapter 12
然后13章到21章
And chapter 13 to 21
很自然的是分成三段
It naturally splits it into 3 stages
而且当你读第一段的时候
When you read the first section
你看生命这个字出现的最多
The word life appears the most
等到你读第二段的时候
When you read the second section
光出现的最多
The word life is mentioned most.
然后后面的最后一段爱出现的最多。
The last section, the word love is mentioned the most.
那为什么约翰是这样的来分配这些重要的字呢
？Why did John categorize these three different words?
因为他要做补网的工作。
Because he wants to do the work of mending the nets.
他要告诉我们的神是怎样的一位神。
He wants to show us what kind of God God is.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
从来没有人看见过神。
Nobody ever saw God before.
但是我们的主在父怀的独生子认识这位神。
But our Lord, who was in the bosom of the Father, knew this.
如果我们认识这位永生的神
，If we know this everlasting God,
我们就有了永生。
Then we have everlasting.
我们所认识神是怎样的一位神
？How do we know our God?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个世界上有宗教，有许多的宗教都对神有不同的看法。
In this world, many religions have different viewpoints of God.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
现在约翰要把最重要的启示给我们。
John wants to now give us the greatest revelation.
你如果把所有的宗教对于神的认识
，If you were to gather all of the knowing of the religions of the world,
你把约翰在约翰福音里面所告诉我们的
，And you were to compare it with what John tells tells us in the Gospel of John. It is the difference between heaven and hell.
从来没有人能够把神对于神的认识那么清楚地指明给我们看。
Nobody ever was able to express clearly knowing God.
所以当你读到约翰福音的时候
So when you read the Gospel of John,
你看见吗在人类那么多的文献里面
Among all the works of mankind,
有许多 religious documents, 有许多这个宗教的文献
So you have many religious documents.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
哪一个文献能够把神解释得清楚呢
What religious document can describe clearly what God is?
但是感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看见当圣灵把他的启示给约翰的时候
When the Holy Spirit gave its revelation to John,
约翰真的好像真的好你看约翰 你看见那个老鹰的生命在约翰的里面
The life of an eagle was in John.
叫他能够透视能看见神自己的荣耀
And enabled to penetrate and see God's glory.
好像能看见神的本质
enabled to see God's nature.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
这是不得了的一件事
This is an amazing thing.
只有老鹰的眼睛能看见太阳
Only the eyes of an eagle can look at the sun.
弟兄姊妹你看见没有
Do you see that?
在约翰福音开始是主耶稣在父的怀里
At the beginning of the Gospel of John, Jesus was in the bosom of the Father.
但当你读到十三章的时候
But when you reach chapter 13,
你看见约翰在主耶稣的怀里
You see that John was at the bosom of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹这就是约翰福音的特点
This is the special feature of John.
你看见一面是我们的主怎样住在父里面
On one hand, it's how our Lord abides in the Father.
但你看约翰代表我们这些人怎样住在主里面
And now we see John representing us, how we abide in the Lord.
怎么说呢
What did John say?
他说我们 behold, 我们看见他的荣光
He said, we behold his glory.
这怎么可能
How is it possible?
我们怎么可能看见神的荣耀眼睛不瞎的
How do you see God's glory and not be blinded?
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
这个老鹰的生命
The life of that eagle.
在父怀里独生子那个生命
The life of the son in the bosom of the father.
结果就变成了约翰的生命
It became John's life.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother and sister,
现在他在主的怀里
He is in the bosom of the Lord.
他能看见主所启示给他
And he can see what the Lord has revealed to him.
现在他把他所发现的告诉全世界
Now what he discovered, he tells the whole world.
这以前没有的
Before it never happened.
以前从来没有文献从来没有一个 document 能告诉我们说神到底是怎样的一位
There has never been a document that can express who God is.
你们看看历史里面有没有人讲到神像约翰讲的那么清楚
Throughout history, can you see anybody expressing God as clearly as John?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother,
现在你懂吗
Now do you understand?
为什么前面七章那个爱这个生命这个字很突出
Why in the first seven chapters of John is the word life so pronounced?
然后中间从第八章到第十二章你看光这个字很突出
And then John 8 to 12, right in the middle, why life is so pronounced?
然后最后一段从十三章到二十一章你看见爱这个字那么突出
And then chapters 13 to 21, the word love is emphasized.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
因为约翰到了晚年的时候
Because when John was at his old age,
尤其当他在那里捕网的时候
Especially when he was mending the nets,
他得着了启示
He gained a revelation.
他从主那里得着了一些的话
He gained words from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
讲到神人的话就没有了
When you speak of God, man's words end.
讲到人的时候，我们有很多话要说。
When you speak of man, we speak many words.
讲到神的时候，我们最有话、最会讲话的人都不会讲话。
When we speak of God, those who can speak the most are silent.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个和我们所说新约的敬拜有很大很大的关系。
This has much to do with New Testament worship.
为什么我们讲新约的敬拜
Why do we speak of New Testament worship?
因为和我们所敬拜的神有很大的关系。
Because it has to do with the worship of who we are worshiping.
为什么有人拜偶像呢
Why do some people worship idols?
这是和他们所认识的神发生关系。
Because it has to do with the knowledge of God.
所以你看见说这些人他们对偶像有一种的敬拜。
So these people might worship these idols in a certain way.
这个敬拜是外邦人的敬拜。
And this worship is the worship of Gentiles.
犹太人他们也敬拜。
And Jewish people also worship.
他们拜的神是真的。
They worship the true God.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
那个不是新约的敬拜。
That is not New Testament worship.
他们所认识谁是真的。
They worship, they know this true God.
但他们没有看见约翰所看见。
But they did not see what John saw.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰福音的启示是个可以说是划时代，是一个空前绝后的一个启示。
The revelation of John is one that is, that was never seen before.
现在约翰已经到保，这保罗已经到荣耀里面去。
Paul is already entered this
glory. 彼得到荣耀里面。
Peter is also entered glory.
现在圣灵要把最高的、最丰富的给约翰。
Now the Holy Spirit wants to give the most rich, the most abundant to John.
弟兄姊妹，你所认识的神是怎样的一位神？
Who is the God that you know?
就决定了你的敬拜是怎样的敬拜。
That will define how you worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
许多时候你看看我们的敬拜。
Many times when you see our worship,
你有要问什么？
You have to ask.
到底他们认不认识神？
Do they know who God is?
他们今天的敬拜，
Today's worship
和犹太人的敬拜有什么不同？
What is the difference between today's worship and the worship of the Jews?
兄弟们，现在敬拜这几个字是很时髦的，非常 modern， 是非常时髦的。
This word worship now is very modern.
你知道在灵恩运动里面，
now in the charismatic movement，
你知道他们最注意的就是敬拜。
The point that they feature the most is on worship.
他们觉得我们的神，我们的主今天要恢复什么？要把大卫倒塌的帐幕 ，the fallen tent of David， 要把它再 restore 过来，要把它恢复起来。
They believe that they want to revive the fallen tent of David.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
大卫是诗篇的大卫。
David is the David of the Psalms.
是大卫在圣殿里面，在圣殿里面给我们告诉我们有一种敬拜是诗歌的敬拜。
And in the temple there is a worship and song.
那是赞美，那是敬拜。
That is praise and worship.
所以有的人就说，这个大卫倒塌的帐幕就是指的现在我们的教会里面应该有敬拜说的。
So when it talks about the fallen tent of David, it speaks of the worship today. They believe.
所以旧约怎么敬拜呢？
So how does the worship and
song?有很多的东西他们就通通带到教会里面来。
It brings in also the drums, the cymbals, and all the other different
things. 因为你说诗篇第一百五十篇就是这样的敬拜的。
Because that is how the worship is done in Psalm 150.
弟兄姊妹，现在既然要恢复大卫倒塌的帐幕，
Now that we have to recover the fallen tent of David,
所以现在我们再去敬拜。
So now we want to worship.
虽然还有许许多多很热闹的敬拜。
So now there is much noisy worship.
但是现在我们要问什
么？ But let us ask.
这个敬拜是不是新约的敬拜？
Is this worship New Testament worship?
你所认识的神是怎样的一位神？
Who is this God? Do you know this God?
在旧约的时候他们只认识这么多。
In the Old Testament the knowledge was limited.
他们只会有这么多的敬拜。
That is all they could do to worship.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的主在十字架上为我们挂在十字架上。
Our Lord hung for us on the cross.
让我们从死里复活。
He raised from the dead.
为我们送到天上。
He ascended and the Holy Spirit came down.
你想想看弟兄姊妹，
Think about this.
今天主做了这么多的工作，
After the Lord has done so much,
你应该知道我们的神是怎样的一位神。
You need to know who is this God that we
have. 我们应当知道我们怎样敬拜他。
And then we need to know how to worship him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们不知道怎么敬拜。
We don't know how to worship.
因为教会历史向来就这么敬拜。
Because throughout history, that is how they worship.
到礼拜天的时候，你到礼拜堂，大家都知道怎么敬拜。
On Sundays when you go to the church, you know how to worship.
你什么事都不要做。
You don't have to do anything.
你来到聚会里面，
You just come.
你自然就敬拜。
And you naturally worship.
圣殿就耶路撒冷有个圣殿。
Jerusalem, there's a temple.
现在基督徒也有个礼拜堂。
And there is a church building for
the cathedral. 盖得很高很大的。
There are cathedrals that are really big.
那真的叫我们能帮助我们来到神的面前。
To help us, draw us before God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们怎么敬拜？
How we worship
就决定就知道说我们到底我们认识我们的神有多少。
It's a reflection of how deep we know our God.
旧约他们也认识神。
In the Old Testament they knew God.
他们就知道那么多。
But they only had a little knowledge.
创造万物的神。
That he was the one who was the creator of all the universe.
你知道很这个都是对的。
This is true.
这个都是真的。
It is correct.
所以他们当然有他们的敬拜。
So of course they have their worship.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主和撒玛利亚夫人
谈敬拜的时候
when our Lord had a discussion with the Samaritan woman,
那里是新约的敬拜
that is the New Testament worship.
那个敬拜不在这座山也不在耶路撒冷圣殿山上
that worship was not on this side of the mountain or on the mountain of Jerusalem.
那个敬拜不是旧约的敬拜
this worship was not Old Testament
那个敬拜不是犹太教的敬拜
this worship was not worship of Judaism.
不是外邦的敬拜
it was not a Gentile worship.
是新约的敬拜
it is the New Testament worship.
那为什么这些话放在约翰福音
Why are these words placed in the Gospel of John?
因为约翰在那做捕网的工作
Because John is doing the work of mending the net.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
有一本书啊它的书名是你的神太小了
There is a book that is titled Your God is Too Small.
其实我们的神不小
But our God is not too small.
但是你的观念里面你把神弄小了
But in our own concept, we make God small.
我们每次来敬拜的时候
Every time we come to worship,
你就知道你的神有多大
You know how great your God is.
你如果把神想得像木头像石头一样
If you are to imagine your God as a stone or as a stone,
你就把神降低到偶像的地位
So you have brought him down to the position of an idol.
你把一个人要的神变成那样可羞耻的形象
So now you brought a glorious God into a shameful object.
所以让我们记得
So let us remember.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们怎样的敬拜
？Today how we worship，
就决定说，就让我们知道是到底你认识的神有多少。
Defines and shows how much we know God。
所以福音这个网需要补才可以。
So this gospel net has to be
mended。所以我们需要让人更明白约翰福音才对。
We need to let them understand more of the gospel。
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这个约翰的福音，约翰到底要告诉我们什么
？What does John want to tell us？
他最大的启示到底是什么
？What is his greatest revelation.
感谢主
Brothers and sisters, thank you.
当我们读到前面七章的时候
When you read the first seven chapters,
给我们看见神是个灵
We see that God is spirit.
这是不得了了不起的一个启示
This is an amazing revelation.
因为神是个灵
Because God is spirit.
所以我们要用圣灵和诚实来拜他
Therefore we need to worship him in spirit and in truth.
圣灵神乃是父乃是找这样的人来拜他
The Father is seeking such worship
而这样的敬拜是真正的敬拜
And this is true worship
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这给我们看见说
This shows us
犹太的敬拜
The Jewish
旧约敬拜
The Old Testament
外邦的敬拜
The Gentile worship
都不是真正的敬拜
It is not true worship
稀奇不稀奇
Is this amazing or not
所以我们要知道
So we need to know
我们能不能有一个真实的
Can we have true worship?
我们要问说
We need to ask.
你所认识的神是怎样的一位
Who is this God? How do you know this God?
是我们主亲自告诉我们
Our Lord personally told us.
现在约翰把它记录下来
And John has now denoted it.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在神是个灵这个光向约翰开启
That God is spirit, this light is given to John.
是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
因为神是个灵
Because God is spirit.
所以我们应当 walk in the spirit. 我们应该在圣灵里面行。
Therefore, we need to walk in the spirit.
这就是约翰福音第一章到第八章、第七章所给我们看见。
This is what John 1 through 7 shows us.
就说我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord said, well, the word that I speak to you is spirit and life.
当我们行走在圣灵里的时候
we walk in the spirit.
这个道路就是生命的道路。
This way is the way of life.
难怪前面七章圣灵一再讲了生命，生命，生命。
No wonder in the first seven chapters it speaks of life, life, life.
第一章生命在他里头。
In chapter one, the life is in him.
到了第四章，生命就跑到这个撒玛利亚妇人的里面去。
In chapter four, this life is in the life of the Samaritan woman.
像活水一样进到我们里面。
It says living waters in the in us.
但到了约翰福音第七章
，and in John chapter seven,
你看见这个从我们的心里人就流出活水江。
Then through us flows rivers of living water.
生命在他里头。
The life is in him.
生命在我里头。
The life is in me.
最后从我里面流出活水的江。
And at the very end, it flows out of me rivers of living water.
这不是生命的道路是什么
？If this is not the way of life, what is?
这不是生命的成长是什么
？If it is not the growth of life, what is it?
弟兄姊妹，从第一章到第七章
，from chapter chapter 1 to chapter 7,
给我们看见生命成长的故事。
We see the story of the growth of life.
生命怎么成长？
How does life mature?
我们看见神是个灵。
We see that God is spirit.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
结果我们就能行走在灵里面。
Then we can walk in the spirit.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们现在就会敬拜。
Now we're going to worship.
乃是用我们心灵和诚实来拜他。
We worship him in spirit and in truth.
这样的敬拜。